According to a March of Dimes report, 11.5% of Jacksonville babies are born early, earning the city an F when it comes to preterm births, which are defined as before 37 weeks of pregnancy. The state's rate is a bit lower at 10.1%, and the national rate sits at 9.8%, or a C. However, the study uses some 2015 data, and Duval County Health Department Medical Director Pauline Roll says last year's numbers were slightly better.
For 2016, it looks like we were at 11.3, so that would improve our grade from an F to a D.
Still, Duval County has been fighting the battle for a long time.
There's no single cause, and there's absolutely no simple solution.
The county health department has been working with nonprofit partners to pour more resources into areas with high rates and working to reduce pregnancy in teens who are more likely to give birth early. There's also a racial gap. In Duval, 11% of Black women are giving birth prematurely, compared to 9.5% of white women. And prematurity can also be a factor in a baby dying before the age of one. In Duval, Black babies are almost 3 times more likely to die before their first birthday than their white peers.
As a community, we have to be able to have conversations about these issues and deal with these issues. It is about where you live, but it's not just about where you live.
Babies born in Health Zone 1, encompassing the northwest side of Duval, are almost 10% less likely of surviving than Health Zone 3, the Mandarin area. But when it comes to race, research shows Black women living in more affluent areas still have high rates of premature births, and there's no gene contributing to it. Researchers are exploring stress as a possible contributor. Roll says the health department is holding focus groups to figure out ways of getting more pregnant women into prenatal care. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.